Sunday night is big game night, and if you've forgotten to book the Monday off like a mug, then you'll be doing the same old laying out of clothes as you would on any other Sunday. But if you enter a fantasy team into the Paddy Power Fantasy Big Game, you'll get your entry money back as cash if there's a field goal scored. Paddy Power Fantasy. Max cash refund £9 per customer. T's and C's and Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. Look what the cat dragged in.
Yep.
Rolling up on Miami Beach, in his beachwear, of course.
Yeah.
The OG, Ollie Gill.
Mate, I'm back. I'm home. I'm not here to visit. I feel spiritually and physically home here in Miami. It's just been a great couple of days.
What have you been doing?
I've been meeting the locals. I've been meeting some great fans that have come by. I met some great guys from Kansas City yesterday.
Yeah.
Hung around with them.
Yeah.
It's been great. I've been buying a lot of just trinkets, and reminds me, I've got your present.
Oh, wow.
It is a little Miami purse for you there, mate.
It's a beautiful thing.
So you can just put whatever you want in there. You can put your fantasy tips in there. You can put your coins.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take, from every show we do,
yep.
I'm going to take my favorite fantasy vignette from you and store it in here.
Yeah.
Over the years, I'll just learn from your wisdom.
Nan would have a locket with her face in it. Yeah,
exactly,
very similar.
Right. How much can I get on eBay for this?
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, you're welcome. So
thank you. I didn't get you anything.
That's okay. Just seeing you in makeup is a present alone that I deserve.
Exactly right. But the weekend is still young, my friends.
Very true.
Hit the town, I'm sure, at some point, and the beers will be on me. All right then, we are saving the best till last, of course, all season long, rolling through the Daily Fantasy Edge. And the Super Bowl, slightly different rules, OG, which took you a while to get your head around.
Yeah, well, I don't like rule changes, you know that.
Right.
You know, I'm very stuck in my ways. But so we won't be doing a stack or a go big or an avoid.
No.
We're essentially doing a five a side here.
You love a bit of value as well, but there's no value.
I know. Don't think that I couldn't sleep last night because of that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Sure.
So five players.
Yep.
Five, and you can pick anybody. You could double down on quarterbacks if you want. Might be giving a bit of a clue as to where I'm going to go there.
Mm.
Hey, you can go two kickers. You could even go, if you wanted to, Wisnowski. If you wanted to throw a bunter in the mix, you could do that.
Jeez, you'd have to really want to.
He is on the board, but you can go anywhere you want. Five players plus, here's the kicker, no pun intended, the skipper, 1.5 points. You can pick one of your players. I'm pretty clear which one we're both going to go for there. One player, 1.5 points for that player. Now, this is tricky because of the edge you got to find, right?
Yeah.
Because it is a limited pool size. A lot of people in a tournament situation are going to be going for the same kind of players. So as we've been saying all season long, you've got to deep dive a little bit, I think.
Well, it's been narrowing down, hasn't it? When we've only got, you know, two or four games at a time. But now it comes down to this. It is the pointiest of pointy ends of the season.
Yeah,
and there's only very limited players you can pick from. But luckily, there's a reason why these two teams are in the Super Bowl. There's almost no bad picks. They're fantastic players across the board. You just need to find that edge.
All right, let's start with a pick I'm sure we are unified on. I can't imagine many players not going for Patrick Mahomes, 16K, and I'm going to make Mahomes my skipper. I don't know if you're going to follow suit on that.
Mate, that's exactly what I've got straight away on the notes here. He's just been fantastic all season, and as we've seen, they throw long, they get a lot of points, and he'll just have a great game no matter what.
I love the defensive matchup as well. Yeah. I mean, this 49ers D has been hyped up, but all week long we've been hearing about how much they like to play the zone, how much Andy Reid's going to try and exploit that in terms of getting man matchups. The speedster receivers on show. You've got one of the greatest innovators in the game with Andy Reid. I'm loving the matchup. I'm loving Mahomes to fill his boots. That's the easy one out of the way.
Yep.
Let's deep dive a little bit more.
Well, everyone's been talking about the battle of the QBs, and rightly so, but I've been actually looking at the battle of the tight ends. I think both Kittle and Kelce are fantastic. So we're starting with Kelce. Look, if the wide receivers are struggling, which we've seen, you know, in the past with, you know, against the Texans in particular, we'll see that he could have a really, really big game. I just think he's the best tight end in the competition. And I think he's so deserving of being here in the Super Bowl. I think he's going to have a huge game.
You think Kelce is the way to go?
Absolutely.
I like that theory as well. And I think Kelce is two terrific tight ends, right? And we talked a lot this week about Kittle's all-round play, his blocking ability. Whether Kittle will feature more if they deviate from the run a little bit, which I think they probably will. You're looking at the main narrative here, the last couple of games, Garoppolo hasn't had to air the ball out. This crazy conversation about, can Garoppolo air the ball out? Can he be involved in a shootout? I've been rallying against that all week long. So my second pick is Jimmy G. I'm doubling down on quarterbacks.
Two QBs. That's got so controversial.
Look at this. Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing. Of course he's going to play the hot hand and roll with the run because that's been working for them in the playoffs. Can he be involved in a shootout and go toe-to-toe, Jimmy Garoppolo? Absolutely. Do we not remember the New Orleans Saints game? What about the Rams game? Yeah. The guy's clutch. The guy can air it out. Seven games this season where he's had 250 yards or more. Guess what his record is in those games, OG?
I wouldn't be able to guess.
Just have a pop. 7-0.
Is that right?
Jimmy G shuts the haters up, I think. And I like the value here as well, because he had Garoppolo for $2,000 less than Mahomes. $14,000.
Really like that.
I've just blown half my budget on two quarterbacks.
Unlike you.
Three players to go. But yeah, I'm liking Jimmy G. I'm liking that narrative. Who's your number three pick?
I'm going back to the battle of the tight ends. I am going for Kittle. He is currently rated 11.5 thousand pounds, averages over 12 fantasy points per game. And you know I'm a trend setter.
You very much are.
But yeah, I've been looking at trends when it comes to George Kittle at the moment. And I just feel like trends suggest that he can have quiet games, but that doesn't necessarily mean much. So yes, he's had slightly less receptions as of late, which of course in fantasy terms means he's got less points, but it still doesn't mean he hasn't had great form. His blocking has been exceptional in that time. So I really think that he's got that ability. The fact that he has been still in good form, but he's been relatively quiet, he's shown over the season that doesn't matter. Doesn't faze him whatsoever. He could have two quiet games and then one huge game, and that's what I think will happen for him.
Like it. All right. Dan Orlovsky was on our show on Thursday, the beach set. So you got the pool set.
Yeah.
You're happy with the pool set, right?
Well, I mean,
it's a pretty good view. Yeah, it's not the beach set. Anyway, he was on our show on Wednesday. He gave me a bit of a steer. He thinks Damian Williams is going to go big. He thinks he could be one of the key players in this matchup. So who am I to argue with the great Dan Orlovsky rolling down Damian Williams into my team? Ollie Thornton, our producer, was making a really good point. At the Miami Dolphins, four starts in 4 years, and now he is in a Super Bowl, a key player in this Chiefs offense. He is going to make the most of that. 14K Damian Williams is my number three pick.
Really like it, mate. Really like it. You always take advice well, don't you? If someone suggests something, you will refuse to say otherwise.
Built my career on it.
I like it.
Built my career on it. Where we go? Number four.
I'm going for my main man, Sammy Watkins. Currently 10.5 thousand pounds. Averages just over 8 fantasy points per game. As I quite rightly suggested, I do think it will be a battle of the tight end. So I don't think the wide receivers, they might actually have a relatively quiet game, but I do think the pressure will be on Tyreek Hill, which leaves Sammy Watkins an opportunity to try and flex something. But also what we've noticed is when Sammy Watkins scores, he scores big. He will be on the end of a 60-yarder, and that will see big for me. Big
what time. I love about that is Sammy Watkins is going to appear high risk to a lot of people. They'll steer clear because he is a kind of boom or bust
absolutely
type fantasy pick. So I like that. Yeah. You are going to have him.
There's many my people, edge. There's my edge.
Many people, including me, won't. I'm going on the other side. Deebo Samuel, all right? Yeah. I like in Samuel. He is one of those players, I think, again, will go sneaky under the radar. I think people will fade him a fair bit when it comes to, you got five players from this brilliant setup on both sides. Yeah. Deebo Samuel, I think, will probably not see as much attention as others. For $8,500, I have started to run out of money, so there's some factor there as well. But I like Deebo for 8.5. I think, you know, he multi-factor as well, right?
Yeah.
Can run it out of the backfield as well as his receiving chops. So I like him for $8,500.
Perfect. Well, this is the difficult bit, isn't it? Because our piggy bank is slowly coming to an end. Because in a five aside, almost you do.
I'll see if there's any more in your the Percy game. We might be able to scrape.
I wouldn't look in there. It's just that weird kind of confetti that they put in.
Am I not meant to take this through customs?
No, I've got about 7K left. So I'm looking at Kendrick Bourne.
Oh,
he is seven
pick.
On the dot.
Love that pick.
Does, to be fair, average just over 5 fantasy points per game. But I'm looking for, with him in particular, with that fifth player, I'm just wanting one touchdown. I think he's got that in him. You know, again, we speak so much about in a game like this, we just need someone to be the edge. And I think it could come down to that, where if Mahomes, Garoppolo, all these players are firing at once, but then right at the end, Kendrick Bourne can get one touchdown, that could be the difference.
He's uncannily clutch, isn't he? He just steps up and scores touchdowns when he hasn't seen many looks. So the game's when he's getting two or three catches, two or three touchdowns. Yeah. He's that kind of player. I love that. Similar thing, Mecole Hardman. I mean, what an all round high threat he is. He's an interesting long shot, Hardman, for MVP. If we're going to go away from the quarterback narrative,
defensive players rarely get it.
Okay, it's a long shot, underline that in red pen. But go and have a look at Mecole Hardman's odds for MVP, because he is capable of a game-changing play. And I like Hardman, 6,000. I think he's going to factor. I think, again, if we're looking for separation from the pack, he's the kind of player that can find your points where other people have gone for safer picks. So I guess, in summary, I've blown up the budget on two players and then tried to find value deeper down.
Have you got anything left? Just for fun?
I think I had about two or three hundred quid, but
that's
I don't know what
right.
to do with that. What
put it,
do we do
put
with
it
that?
In a term deposit, be sensible, okay. pay your bills, something like that.
I'll put it under the mattress.
Yeah, exactly.
In the what are we calling this? What are we, it's not a wallet, is it? A purse? We're calling purse.
I think it's quite clearly a purse, okay. mate.
it's a very yeah. kind gift. Now, we must get maudlin, OG, because that is the end of our fantasy season. And I know that's going to, but you, look, you might as well stick around here. Yeah. And just prepare for the 2020 season on the beach.
I think that's best for everyone involved, don't you? Yeah, yeah. For me included, definitely. Yes. But I think for everyone, yes, it's best I stay here.
We are rolling in the off-season, of course, which means we're rolling fantasy in the off-season. That is not the last you've heard of this man. If you want to get involved with the big game, Paddy Power Fantasy is where you head. There is a £3 million prize Ooh. Pool. £1 million to win it all. If you win it all,
do the Dr. Abel.
You're a millionaire.
You're going to do that when you mention
£1 million. Wow, there's going to be a millionaire from the Super Bowl. And I love this. If you enter a team and a field goal is scored on either side, which is going to happen, you get your money back.
Oh, safe.
Christmas has come early, OG. Christmas has come early. Head over to Paddy Power Fantasy. Thanks for their support all season long. We're going to leave this man in Miami, check in with him at some point in the off season if he's allowed back through customs, which is unlikely at this stage. Thanks for all your fantasy advice, OG.
Thank you,
loving
Dad.
Your work, and thank you for keeping it real here in Miami with the wardrobe. Really appreciate that as well. We are back straight after the Super Bowl. Nikki Bandini and I recording a pod from the Hard Rock Stadium. That'll drop into your podcatchers maybe 30 minutes after the game is done and dusted. So make sure you check that out. We'll see you next time.